Around 650 million women and girls alive today were married before their 18th birthday. According to the UN, if countries fail to accelerate efforts, 150 million more girls will be married by 2030. While data shows that child marriage is in every region in Ghana, it is prevalent in the northern regions and coastal communities. While a combination of cultural and traditional practices is fueling the numbers, poverty and lack of law enforcement are also driving child marriage in Ghana. According to the Central Regional Director of Gender, Richlove Amamu, some parents force their pregnant daughters to cohabitate with men despite being below the legal age for marriage.
Tradition demands that when a girl gets married, you need to introduce the father of the unborn child. And the moment the girl introduces the father of the unborn child to the family will ask the man to perform something called announcing the ownership of the child. That is when they bring in maybe two bottles of drinks or schnapp or appetit, whatever. And when they do that, in some families, they start calling the girl the wife of the man. And straight away, the girl will move in to live with the man. Then that is informal marriage. And she will live with the man as if they are married. And then they will be making babies. They will be giving birth as married couples. So that is why when you come to the central region, I don't joke with engagement with the traditional authorities.
The same problem persists in the Volta region. Regional Director of Department of Gender, Viwil Eyurakpe, believes in-depth exploration of laws that holistically deal with informal marriage and community parent engagement are needed.
Our region, we realize that when it comes to child marriage, yes, there are situations where we've had reports about children being actually married off. Most of them, when the girl gets pregnant, out of anger, the parents may say, oh, go and live with a guy. So you have a lot of them living with the guys, and adolescent pregnancy is actually fueling cohabitation. But we will not say that it's not child marriage. The laws are there, it's the implementation. Because if you look at the Children's Act, it captures all these things. Every child, once you are not 18, you have the parents have the right and the responsibility to protect you from any physical and moral hazard. So if sending you to live with a man is exposing you to abuse, is exposing you to hazard, then the parents must be brought to book. The child has the right to live and grow up with the parents.
To support efforts in dealing with this challenge, a number of NGOs have initiated adolescent girls-focused programs. One of such is Adolescent Safe Space, a UNFPA-assisted adolescent club, where girls are mentored to take charge of their bodies to prevent being married off at an early age. Faisal Bauer is a program analyst on gender-based violence with the UNFPA.
There are a lot of cultural and traditional issues that influence issues of child marriage. So we also do a lot of community engagement and advocacy. And then we also target the adolescent girls specifically and boys. From last year and this year, we also focus on boys. How do we ensure that boys are also engaged at the community level so that hand in hand with the girls, we are able to build the knowledge of the boys at the community level. We also have what we call the boys' school, or men's school, where we engage men in terms of improving their understanding of their role within the community and how they can support when it comes to issues of adolescent girls. For now, we are going to the development of the next phase program, which means that we'll bring our partners together to plan for the next phase of the child marriage. It's for 7 years from next year to 2030. The data is showing that we are not doing badly, but we need to accelerate our effort because the numbers, when it comes to the percentage, seems to be dropping. But the actual number of girls who are getting married is becoming concern for us. So we are ensuring that, yes, whilst we are reducing the percentage, we also need to reduce the actual number of girls who are getting married.
The mentorship program is not limited to girls alone. It also empowers adolescent boys to become advocates against child marriage. Blessing Menu, a 16-year-old beneficiary of the mentorship program, expresses how much she has gained from this initiative.
How many years have you been in the safe space?
1 year.
What have they been teaching you? child marriage, child abuse, SGBV, gender, and so many.
Have you experienced anyone trying to abuse you?
Yes.
What form was it in? Which steps did you take?
It was sexual harassment, and I reported to one of our facilitators, and she helped me. She said that I should report that person to authorities, and I did it.
And since then, has the person been...
No, he's not been able to harass me anymore.
Central Regional Director of Gender, Rich Lavamamu, who also works on UNFPA's Adolescent Safe Space, said more than 120 girls have benefited from the program, with 10 teenage mothers currently back in school.
Most of these boys are ignorant of the law. When they get to know the position of the law, they will behave well. Every quarter, we go out there, and we are mainly sponsored by UNFPA Ghana. Most of the activities, the clubs we have, are sponsored by UNFPA. And in 2021, I led the department, the team, to establish another club called Adolescent Girls Empowerment Club. Our main objective is to make sure the girls attain the legal age of 18 without pregnancy or moving in to live with any man, or going into child marriage. We push the club to the community level so that we can give the in and out of school the opportunity, the out of school opportunity, the adolescent mothers and the pregnant adolescent girls the opportunity to join the club and learn. In fact, we have achieved a lot since we've established the club. We met some girls, especially from Obidine in the Ekumfi district, who was pregnant when I first engaged the girls. It's about 10 of them. But we were able to get admission for them in one of the senior high schools in the region. So she's in the senior high school now.
In the Eastern region, the ARC Development Organization, an NGO, also provides mentorship. Its executive director, Emmanuel K. Minta, said the absence of domestic violence and victim support units in communities hinders efforts to arrest perpetrators of child marriage.
The man is 64 years and has impregnated his stepdaughter, so we tried to arrest them. The girl was about 16 years, but after arrest, the girl denied that it's more than 16 years.
Looking at the prevalence of the teenage pregnancy within the district, we have able to reduce it to some level, but still we have not achieved what we plan to achieve because the community people have taken it as normal because the perpetrators are not being punished. One of the strategies we have put in place is to arrest the perpetrators. Currently, we are able to arrest only three. Our challenge is we don't have DOPSU at Ofumasi AAB police unit. So all the issues, we have to send it to Odan.
7 years from now, would we have achieved the 2030 target of eliminating child marriage? Maybe, maybe not. But we will definitely need all hands on deck.